Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle, didn't you tell me that you snore?
Well, I'd like to say, I'd like to declare that I don't snore, but I have been told I snore and I drool occasionally. I don't know.
Boy,
it's not good.
I think that was the TMI
I can't believe I'm saying
this
on the air.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we did this whole issue of snoring, you know, I don't think I snore. I think I sleep. Okay. See now, just cause when I stay with you, there are strange noises coming from there from that little guest room,
yes,
but it
exactly.
wasn't snoring. I swear. It was just the TV blaring or something. Well, listen, snoring's a big deal for men and women, and there are 5 surprising consequences linked to snoring, and Barbara Dean is here to help us understand that. She's a practicing women's health nurse practitioner, an award-winning author, and a nationally recognized health expert, and the name of her book is The Hot Guide to a Cool, Sexy Menopause. Welcome to Her Radio, Barb.
Oh, my gosh, this is so great because I love Michelle, and I'm really glad to meet you, Dr. Peek. And I cannot give you any evidence about whether or not Michelle snores or not, but, you know, a lot of women do, especially at midlife, and they're usually surprised by it, or maybe their partners are surprised by it. And people think, gosh, you know what, this is all about having deep, restful sleep. But as you know, that couldn't be further from the truth.
Well, we're talking also about, you know, men and women. So if we just quickly go to the men place, it's about low testosterone and erectile dysfunction as a surprising consequence of snoring.
Yeah, isn't that great? Because now we've got your attention, right, men? Because if you hear that something is going to affect your private parts, erectile dysfunction and low testosterone, maybe you will go to a sleep disorders program or clinic and learn some more about it. But the fact is that when men are treated for their sleep issues with CPAP, they have an improvement in sexual function. So that's really, really a great motivator.
I would imagine it's a great motivator for women to write nurse form so that they can get their husbands to be quiet because that so interrupts their sleep for lots of reasons. But tell me, let's talk a little bit about car accidents. I find this so interesting that drowsiness plays a huge role in car accidents.
It does. You know, I think that a lot of us forget, you know, when you're tired all day or you're tired at night, you're not sleeping well, and maybe you have a little sleep apnea, that can lead to narcolepsy or daytime drowsiness. And in fact, over 100,000 auto accidents each year, which contributes to over 1,500 deaths and lots of serious injuries, are caused because of daytime drowsiness. It's not just truckers who are driving all night. It's those of us who are trying to maintain our normal lives and we're just not sleeping at night, and maybe it's because of snoring, which I want to just make sure everyone understands. Snoring does not mean you're having deep, restful sleep. It means that you're having interrupted sleep.
In other words, for everyone out there, it really means that you're not oxygenating appropriately, which gets us to the next 3 things that we can kind of, you know, put together. Serious cardiac events, seizure activity, and stroke. You've got an increased risk for all of those if you have an issue with really apnea, sleep apnea, which means you're not getting enough sleep, because of the snoring and the interrupted breathing. So here we have heart problems, seizure problems, and stroke. Tell us about that, Barb.
Well, what happens when people are snoring, they maybe experience intervals when they have pauses in their breathing. And if you've heard anybody snore, sometimes you hear them take a big, deep breath, and then there's a long pause between the next breath. That's known as sleep apnea, or the absence of breathing when sleeping. those long or short pauses, as they occur over the night, they can cause what you just mentioned, Dr. Peak, cardiac irregularities, arrhythmias, even atrial fibrillation, even heart attack. But it can also lead to seizure activity and, unfortunately, stroke. So these, you know, snoring may, you know, seem like something that's kind of innocuous, but it's really not. So if you or someone you love is experiencing snoring or pauses in their breathing at night and you're hearing it, then do ask them to talk to their healthcare provider.
Well, you know, I think that one of the most important things people need to really keep in mind is that, you know, you need to get an assessment. If someone you love is obviously listening to you snore away, it could be
exactly.
a daughter listening to a mother, it could be, you know, yeah. whatever.
Spouse.
Then you need to get yourself to a sleep center, and this needs a referral from your primary care physician. And in the sleep center, you're going to go through a full sleep analysis, which means it's an overnighter, and they're going to be, you know, hooking you up to all kinds of equipment to be able to assess how well you oxygenate and how many apneic, or meaning you're not oxygenating, episodes you have per hour. And that's going to then determine whether or not you require this special CPAP, which is a way, this is a way to be able to open up the obstruction by use of either nasal prongs or a mask, and then to be able to help you oxygenate much better. Good news is the technology is so great now that these machines are no longer rattling away and making a lot of noise in the evening. They're actually pretty quiet, and they'll help people like this. But a lot of people don't want to go out there and get that help the way they should. They kind of blow it off. What do you do, Barbara, when that happens?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Michelle and I were talking about this at a conference recently, and we're talking about all the other things that can be going on at night, like night sweats and restless leg, and some of the anxiety issues that we might have that interfere with sleep. And so I love what you're saying. You want to go to a good sleep disorders program or clinic where they can do a thorough evaluation, because sometimes it's not as simple as just slapping on a CPAP. And if I had a nickel for every one of my patients who has a CPAP machine in their closet collecting dust, I'd
Amen.
Be on a beach in Hawaii. So the issue is that you want to get the thorough evaluation by someone who's trained. And there's a lot of sleep centers around the country, but not all of them do the thorough evaluation that Dr. Peak just mentioned. And it's really, really important to tease out what are those variables or what are those things that are interfering with a restful, good night's sleep. Luckily, I work in Silicon Valley. I'm right here at El Camino Hospital, and we have a great sleep disorders program that's thorough. I mean, I send my patients there. And so I would encourage you to talk to your primary healthcare provider about, you know, a really good place. Don't just go to one of these pop-up sleep disorders clinics. And like Michelle Robeson always reminds me, it's really important to get the information you need. And it might be something as simple as helping your night sweats to help you get a good night's sleep.
Right, because we know, Barb, I always say Nurse Barb. We know, Nurse Barb, that menopause is going to be a big part of this, right? I mean, it just is.
It really is.
Menopause plays a very, very large role in this. And I know that when you read Barb Dean's wonderful book, The Hot Guide to a Cool, Sexy Menopause, you'll also get some more tips and tools to be able to help you. We want to thank you so much, Nurse Barb, for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peak, along with Michelle King Robeson.
And don't forget to go pick up Nurse Barb's new book, The Hot Guide to a Cool, Sexy Menopause. And you can go visit her website, www.nursebarb.com. You're listening to Her Radio. I'm Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.